You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Celebrating Vancouver's underground rock music culture for 3 days of shows from incredible local and touring artists, the second annual Unreal City Festival takes over the Rickshaw Theatre and the Russian Hall, January 15th to 17th. Featuring local artists like Worry War, Jody Glenham, so let it keep raining, CJSF chart toppers Devour, and the Houseplant. Veterans by a thread. And headliner Spencer Krug of Wolf Parade, Sunset Rubdown, and Moonface. This unique festival finds bands and music artists upstairs, while downstairs you get access to the coziest grandma's living room style lounge in the city, with DJs, hot food, drinks, on-site tattoo artists, and more. The second annual Unreal City Festival, January 15th to 17th at the Rickshaw Theatre and the Russian Hall in East Vancouver. For passes, go to unrealcity.rocks or head to CJSF Music on Instagram to win tickets.
Hello.
Hi.
We're in studio here with Worrywart. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Allie.
They have a mic.
I'm Sid. Oh, sorry. I didn't know you had a mic.
I'm Riley.
Well, I'm M.
My name's Matt.
Welcome, and we have you here because you're playing the Unreal City Festival, which is coming up this weekend. And we're also just excited to have you here to talk about yourselves, about your music, and anything else that might come up. So, once again, welcome.
Thanks for having
Thanks.
Us.
Thank you.
This festival, Unreal City, this is the second year that it's happened. How did it come to be that you're playing the festival?
Last year we made a good impression with everyone there, and I kind of have a bit of a relationship with Sam, who's one of the organizers. And I mean, we applied just like any other band, but there's probably a little bit of nepotism involved. It's a good crew, and excited to see.
At least you're honest about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna hide. I don't know. Yeah, I really wanted to be more involved. Unfortunately, we didn't really do much on the back end of things, but seeing how professional and nice it was last year, it is going to be nice to see. I've heard it's got a bit of an upgrade this year, which is going to be hard to top. So, yeah.
I wanted to ask about last year's experience. What was it like to play last year?
Unbelievable. We all got matching tattoos, actually, with the pop-up. Our friend Riley did tattoos. I cannot remember their Instagram handle.
Stab Mommy, I think.
Stab Mommy, something like that.
That's appropriate.
But we all got matching tattoos of barbed wire, so we're bonded forever. Thanks to Unreal City. Thank you, Unreal City.
Yeah, that was really fun. It was just like a super easy place to find something to look at or do. There's like the basement had music. And there was all the vendors, tattoos. You go upstairs, another band is playing. It's probably your friends are up there chilling. Just really nice experience to have like a multi-level festival or like a multi-venue festival all in one roof.
Yeah.
Which is sweet.
And this year they're doing shows downstairs too. So it's like 6 o'clock, somebody's downstairs. 7 o'clock, somebody's upstairs. And I think
it never stops.
Yeah. It's just like there's stuff going on.
And the rickshaw.
And the rickshaw. Yep. Thursday night.
Yeah.
And the merch setup, too, downstairs was cool because it was like a semicircle. So when you went downstairs, there was food immediately, like Riley said, all of the other pieces, but then also bands merch really accessible, which is always great.
Yeah.
The fact that they're doing this in, like, January, too, is like, suddenly January's not the worst month, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
These kind of festivals always seem to be reserved in the summer, so it's nice that they're putting it something this substantial at this time of year. So
100%.
That's true.
It's good for the bands, too, because, July is saturated, you know? Like, it's nice to be like, yeah, I'm free in January, of course, to play this because there's nothing going on.
It's also, July is also the best time as a band to be out of town.
Exactly.
Right?
So. Yeah.
100%.
Looking at this year's lineup, is there anyone in particular that, like, the lineup is pretty robust, so is there anyone in particular that you are extremely excited for?
Checked Out Forever.
Yeah, I love playing with Checked Out. That was easy.
The opening night's stacked, too. Houseplants are good friends in Hillsborough, are really, really good friends of ours as well.
But yeah, we're going to have Houseplants on later.
Same. Nice.
Yes. They're so nice.
We had, like, a moment... I guess it's been a couple years ago where we played like 3 shows with them within like a month, and we haven't played with them since then, but like so there was this time where I was like, oh yeah, we're like super close with Houseplants, and now we rarely see them, but there's like connect.
Oh, Buddy, amazing.
Yeah,
their new
Saturday
album is fantastic.
Crazy.
Devours, a wonderful person.
Devours new music is sounding so good.
Yeah.
And I think there's gonna be even more stuff at the show, which I'm very excited to see that.
Their merch, they also have Magnets, which I was really excited about last time.
I've never seen Sundress or Goo, and they're both bands that I've been like trying to check out. So Whack too. Yeah, Saturday is actually crazy.
Yeah.
Definitely not reading this. Pat's playing downstairs
on
Saturday.
Oh, yeah, Pat's playing.
Pat's playing.
Easy.
Pat is in Buddy, and they also have an amazing solo project.
Yeah. Yeah, we're Pat fans back to the Douse ACPDF.
Yeah.
They just
Didn't
released
they just,
a single.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Surprise is great.
Yeah.
And then Spencer Krug is going to be exciting because my dad is a number one Wolf Parade fan. Every year he sends me his Spotify Wrapped, and it's always Wolf Parade number one and Worrywart number two.
That's awesome. That is crazy.
Nice. I didn't realize Wolf Parade counted as dad rock.
Yeah.
Well, tough day for you and me. Yeah.
Well, they were talking about running, so.
True. Yeah. True. For any of the rest of you, any connection to Wolf Parade, to Spencer Krug's music? Like, is it meaningful to be sort of opening for them?
I was told I was not allowed to talk about Heated Rivalry.
Okay, let's go. This is now a Heated Rivalry show.
I wasn't allowed to talk about it, but I'm just going to say it's going to be special for a lot of people to hear some of that music. Yeah. That's all I'm
going to
say. Yeah.
I'm just asking Jesse if... He's got to play it now, right? Like, he's got...
Yeah.
But
for sure. If there was ever a time, yeah, it's right now.
So
I hadn't heard.
So it's very good. So you folks just had like a pretty substantial year. It seemed you even just released like there's the live Once More with Feeling session that just came out
last night.
Yeah, really great. Congrats.
Thank you.
What were some of your personal highlights from 2025 that is resonating with you, considering how robust of a year it seemed to be for you folks?
Tour was huge. This year was really special. It was really long. It was 4 weeks. We went all the way to Montreal, which was special for me. We played with some really amazing people. We played with Cassia Hardy. I love Cassia Hardy. We played a really cool show in Saskatoon, which is where Riley and Matt are from. And it was great because we got some extra time there to spend on the land in Riley's mom's cabin, which was really cool. The whole experience is really cool. I mean, this year we are also planning something like that. I feel like this year is going to be super stacked for us. So reflecting upon the 4 weeks we had, and we're adding more weeks this year. So I can't wait.
We also got to go away for like a couple weeks to do some writing where Em's from in Calgary. The family home was empty, and we just raided along McQuaid and got everything we could possibly need to bunker down for over 2 weeks and wrote a whole bunch of music. And that was like a wildly rewarding experience that I've never got to do something like that before. Like, wake up and the only thing to do is forget to eat lunch and make sounds. That was a really, really special part.
That sounds like an actual dream band situation. Like, I remember being a kid, and that would be what I'd be fantasizing about and playing in bands.
Go do it. Yeah. It's the best. I'm going to try to figure out how we can do it more. It's truly the best thing.
Any other highlights in particular? Or maybe we look towards the future and, like, how do you build off of those successes from 2025? Like, you mentioned that there's things already kind of... coming together, but do you have anything in mind that's that you can bring up that kind of, I guess, takes it to the next level?
I feel like every single year we've had like a pretty clear idea of what more looks like, and like since 2024 we've like expanded on that every single year, and so this year we're kind of doing the same thing where we just have a bigger tour. Like, we're doing the States this year, which we're excited about it. There's been some trepidation, but like, I think that connecting in those cities is like a cool thing that we're going to be able to do. Otherwise, kind of just
finish a record.
Yeah, like Riley was talking about, we did a lot of writing in the tail end of last year, which we're playing some of that stuff next Friday at Unreal City. But yeah, our hopes is to get some of that recorded and out by the end of the year would be sweet. I don't know.
Hopefully,
I hate like putting
take
numbers on things, but like, yeah, I don't know.
As long as it doesn't take as long as the last one.
Yeah.
I was wondering, and this is maybe a little bit more granular, but about, I was listening to Hail Mary Baby on the way here today, and like, there's a lot. It feels like production and songwriting are very intertwined, and I just wanted to sort of ask about that relationship between like recording the album and writing the parts, and how those sort of interface.
Yeah, it was definitely like a studio record. At the end of the day, I wanted, and I still want, to be able to play songs on an acoustic guitar. I think that's like where your like core is, but I wanted it to be like nearly impossible to play what was recorded just as like a four-piece band or mm-hmm. something, where going into the studio with the grand idea but not quite knowing how to get there, laying down 20 different ideas and trying to fit every single thing in, essentially just like patchwork, and not finishing those acoustic guitar songs until the whole thing was recorded. Like, knowing at the end how to put the puzzle back together was kind of the fun game.
And do you feel like with the stuff you went to Calgary and wrote, like, is that sort of in that state where you're waiting to get to the recording phase to finish it? Or
I think we're all very nervous about what recording is going to be like. We are detail-oriented in the same way, but we're not writing it with the studio in front of us. So we're trying to figure out how to manage our expectations of how many ideas we're going to want to throw once we've painstakingly made all this music and then want to inevitably rehash the whole thing and from the start. I don't know.
We're the kind of band that every practice something changes, and then I have to erase all of my notes and start over again. But it's been
back to the demos too of songs that we've been playing live and realize that they sound absolutely nothing like those demos. Yeah. And we realize like we already need to make new demos of these songs. It's wild.
It's a huge exercise.
But fun.
Yeah.
I'm actually super excited to record. We're kind of an annoying band, so the last album was more of like a recording project and was something that was like introduced before the band, whereas this time it's like the songs are there, and I'm like a really bad person with change musically. I'm immediately super adverse to anything, and I'm like, this doesn't sound like something, like, we're not doing this, and I know that so I can work through that. So I've been excited to like see the demos that came from Calgary and be like, this is not where you were, like, what the hell? And then now being like, these songs are sick. And I know that's only going to be more and more as we like actually produce and are recording and being like, now we can extrapolate and do more stuff. So.
And sort of pivoting back towards what's coming up this weekend, how do you prepare for a live performance and taking some of those like studio created songs and turning them into live performance pieces? Like, I mean, at this point, you've probably got a lot of practice with it. But.
Well, the writing phase has kind of been since we came back from Calgary in a lot of ways, where we kind of put down the playing shows hat for like a deep period of time, the longest we've ever done. So getting the new songs we're going to play to the point in which we were like, we're just going to do this. This is the version it is while we test it out, was like our step. And now we're trying to recontextualize the music that we were playing before to like meet us there.
Mm-hmm. We're also quite attentive to what is coming up and when to pause the writing process and prepare explicitly for the show. Yeah. So it's been a month and a half to 2 months of, okay, Unreal City's coming up. This is what we're going to do. This is how it's going to sound. And then obviously we make changes, but it's going to be a really interesting set. I'm really excited for it. I think it's going to sound really different, and people who know us are going to be surprised. And I'm just really excited to see what people think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Well, thanks for coming to join us on the show today. Is there anything else you think people should know about yourselves, about the set? You're playing 9:30 on Friday, January 16th at the Russian Hall.
Come hang out.
Come
show
us.
Show up.
Please, for the love of God.
Cool. We'll have you back for season 2 Heated Rivalry Discourse. Yeah. Yes. Just catch up. Okay?
We'll sign a contract.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Diana Cardiff, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc and CJSF 90.1 FM.
My name's LaFranc.
This is Diana Cardiff, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on CJSF 90.1 FM.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Roses are red, violets are blue. You're looking slick, but I'm stunning too. That's all there is. Cheek to cheek, my heart is exploding. That's all there is. Night when the party's over.